If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
One of the things that really makes your life meaningful is the clear realization that you're headed somewhere better than you are now. And then it's even better if you also understand that there's a direct causal relationship between the things that you're doing and the steepness of that incline. There's always something that isn't right near you, isn't correct, isn't laid out properly, that you could just fix if you wanted to. If you adopt the attitude, an attitude that's like that, that the role that you should play is to make things better wherever you are, however you can, that what would actually happen would be that things would get better wherever you are in all sorts of ways, and that we've really, as a species, you might say, or maybe even as singular individuals, we've explored that rarely. It isn't something that's put forth as a proposition that often, and it's quite surprising to me. And, you know, I had an interesting experience the other day. I went to the Keg, and the waiter took me to the table, and he said that he had been watching my lectures, and he was happy about that, and he said that he'd had two promotions at the Keg in the last 4 months. Like, I really found that an affecting experience, because, you know, you might say, well, he's working as a waiter at the Keg, and there's nothing particularly heroic about that, and I disagree with that, actually, because if the positive path beckons, if you can actually see what it is, if you can lower yourself enough to see what it is. Carl Jung said once that modern people didn't see God because they didn't look low enough. It's a phrase I really, really like, because people denigrate the opportunities that are right in front of them. And there's no reason to do that, because what's right in front of you is the majesty of being. That's what's right in front of you. It's inexhaustibly complex and full of potential, and there's no reason to assume that wherever you happen to be isn't as good a starting place as anywhere else. Now, you know, I know some people have terrible, terrible lives. They're in situations that are absolutely unbearable. But I also do know that even situations like that can be made a hell of a lot worse by the worst kind of attitude, that's for sure. So that's where you are. You're in a damaged structure. You're in a damaged structure, but, you know, at least it's got some walls. You know, you're not being fed to the lions on a regular basis, so that's a good thing. And you can emerge forward, you know, heroically, magically, to confront the chaos that constantly threatens the structure within which you live. And you can free something as a consequence of that. You can learn something. You can strengthen yourself. That's the other thing, because the way, what you're actually made of, in many ways, that what informs you, what you're made of, is what you encounter when you voluntarily encounter the unknown. And so the more you voluntarily encounter the unknown, the more you get made of. And the more you get made of, the more there is to you. And then the more you're good at encountering the unknown and restructuring order and calling forth proper order out of the potential of being. And God, you got to think, why wouldn't you do that since you can do that? And it's an endless mystery. You know, I think part of it is that people, well, it's also encapsulated to some degree in the story of Adam and Eve, because what happens to Adam is when he becomes self-conscious, right? He becomes ashamed of himself and regards himself as a lowly sort of creature. And there's endless reasons why people would do that, because, of course, we're rife with imperfection. And so he hides from God. And I think that's actually the answer to the conundrum, which is that people don't aspire to the highest good because they're deeply ashamed of themselves and their weaknesses and their insufficiencies. And so it's that's not the only reason. I mean, there's the desire to avoid responsibility, and there's all the negative motivations as well, like resentment and hatred and the desire to make things worse. I don't want to, you know, give us too much of a break, but But it's something like that. But it's okay to not be in a very good place if what you're trying to do with that not very good place is make it better.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And one of the things I really have learned as a clinical psychologist is that you just cannot believe how powerful incremental progress is. You can do the calculations, like it's like compound interest, you know. If you make your life a tenth of a percent better a week, man, in 2 or 3 years, you're in such a better place than you were that it isn't even like the same domain. And if you keep that up for 10 years or 20 years, you know, especially if you're young and you start early, you start to straighten yourself out and fix the things that you can fix, you can transform your lives in ways that are completely unimaginable. And God only knows what the upper limit of that is in terms of human possibility, because we are amazing creatures, you know. When we really get our act together and stop running at 10% of our capacity, you know, so that's what you do. You've got, you know, the fact that things aren't exactly the way they should be at least gives you something to do, you know. And that's maybe something great to do, because there's no shortage of suffering and trouble that besets the world that you could conceivably ameliorate in some way. And the utility and meaning, the utility of that and the intrinsic meaning of that is self-evident. So it also makes me curious about nihilism, for example, and despair, because, I mean, I understand those emotions. I understand them deeply, and the intellectual mindset that goes along with it, but they just seem beside the point to me in some sense, because there are so many things that need doing that all you really have to do is open your eyes and look at them and then decide that you're actually going to do something about them. And you might think, well, what's within my scope of influence is so trivial that it's not worth doing. It's like, it won't stay trivial for long if you do it. Not at all. And I don't think it's trivial to begin with. I really don't believe that anything done right is trivial. And my experience in my life has been that anything I actually did paid off. It didn't pay off necessarily in the way that I expected it to pay off. That's a whole different story. But if it was genuine commitment to do something, even if it went sideways and the outcome was really something other than what I expected, the net consequence over time was nothing but good. So every new frontier that can be conquered is an advance forward, and there's no shortage of frontier because we're surrounded by the unknown. We're surrounded by our own ignorance, and we can continually move into that domain, into the domain of chaos, or we can restructure pathological order. And that's the secret to proper being. And so then you encounter chaos that way, you know, and then you can regard yourself as the sort of entity that, despite its insufficiency, has the capability to conquer chaos, despite the danger of that. That's the other thing, because the fact that you're fragile is actually a precondition for your heroism, because if you weren't fragile, then there'd be nothing heroic about doing something difficult, right? Because if you couldn't be hurt or damaged or defeated or end up in failure, then where's the moral courage in the endeavor? It has to be that the fragility is built into the courage. And so it's not a reason not to engage in it at all. And then you can take that seriously and you can say, well, I happen to be a waiter at the Keg, and perhaps that's not what I expected, and he's a young guy, and perhaps that isn't where I want to end up, but it's not nothing. It's a rich environment, and I can make it a lot better if I want to. I can get along properly with my coworkers and not gossip behind their back, and I can treat my customers properly, and if an opportunity comes my way, I can take it, and I can see what happens. And so he said that's what he'd started doing, and that things were working out much better for him. He was in a much better job than he was 3 months ago. And 3 months, that's nothing, right? I mean, that's a nice trajectory. It's an uphill trajectory. And that's what you want, really. An uphill trajectory is actually even better than being somewhere good, as far as I'm concerned.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.